Kinyan Tezvav of the Mem Ches Devarim Shater Niknes Bahem is Miyut Shina. We'll start with the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Alacha Yud Gimel. Rambam writes, "Afal Bisha Mitzvah Lulmoy B'Yemu V'Alayla." Even though there's a mitzvah to learn by daytime and by nighttime, Ein Adam Loy Meid Reiv Chachmasay Ela B'Alayla. Person only learns most of his chachma at night. Lefichach Yizahir B'Chol Leilosav V'Lo Ya'abed Afilo Echad Mehen. Veshina, va'achila, ushetia, v'sicha, v'chiyetza b'hen, ela b'talmud Torah v'derechachma. The Rambam tells us how important it is to use our nights wisely, and mimayit and shina, and other things as well, because roiv chachmasai is acquired at night. The Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Mishnah, in Masechtas Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah says, ha'ne'er b'alayla, v'amahalich b'derech yichidi b'alayla, v'amafana libay l'vatola rezim eschayev b'nafshay. Someone who stays awake at night and doesn't use his nights properly is Mischayev Benafshe. And he explains, B'pnei, Shehem Sha'ais Ritzuyais. Ein lo lachshev bahem kiyim edvarim ritzuyim lefnei amokim. Since these are special hours, a person should not use them except for dvarim ritzuyim lefnei amokim. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be happy with and be interested in. Eilu divrei teira. Sha'aisam ha'sha'ais kamahim chashuvais ruyais l'machsheves ha'teira. Those hours, how important, how special they are for thoughts of Torah. Ki ein loy melacha lasais. Person doesn't have to work at night. The einenu shemeya kerlis b'nei adam. He doesn't hear the voices of people. The pana libay levatala meschayev b'nafshay. Shemafsid zman ki tuchal liyos lemachshava berura unachayna umeser libay mihir divrei Torah. The Ben Yena explains that a person who's ne'er b'layla and he's mefana libay levatala, he doesn't have his Mischayev Nafshay because he's supposed to be spending that time when it's quiet and no distractions acquiring Torah. Now that was said back in those days when once night time came, there was nothing going on. It was quiet and there was a distinct separation between night and day. How much harder it is in our times where there's not much of a separation between night and day, how much more so we have to be Mischaber in ourselves and try to figure out a way to tap in to the special hashpois that there are, which the Rambam tells us that a person could acquire Rev Chachmasai Balayla. Now on the topic of Shina, Reb Chaim Elozhener actually on this Mishnah of Miyot Shina explains that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis says that Shina is 1/60th of Misa. And he says that a person who Chas V'Shalom is a Rasha and his Misa, what's going to come to him after he dies, is just going to be Gehenim. So what goes on, the Ruchnius Diga Hashpois that he's going to have when he's sleeping is not worthwhile at all. Masha'enkein Tzadikim, they can add to their Shlemus when they're sleeping. And the Sefer Bechata B'chaim actually brings the Reb Chaim V'Lozhener in the Hakdama to the Sefer the Tznusa of the Vilna Goyin, says that the whole Inyan of Shina that Hashem created in the world is for one tachlis. That a person can be able to be masig things that he can't be masig when he's awake. Because when he's awake, his neshama is connected to his guf. So even after he's miyageya and he's amal natura, the guf is somewhat of a separation and holds him back from acquiring the levels of knowledge and the levels of connection to Hashem through Torah that he's able to gain. Hashem, when he goes to sleep, then he's somewhat separated, his neshama separated from his guf, then there could be a shlemus of the madregis and the yediyas that he's zoichet to get through his yigiyah and his amal. And I'd suggest adding to this the Orchas Chaim Laharosh in Ois Yur Ches that says, V'yizor ha'lilmoyr b'layla ad sh'yishan mitech divrei Torah, v'loy mitech sicha b'teila. Person should be careful to fall asleep mitech divrei Torah from learning and not from doing other things, from sicha b'teila. And perhaps the understanding is because if a person's sleep is a hashlama to what he acquired by the day, in other words, he was amal and he was miyageya and Torah the whole day, and now there are things that he needs the sleep, he needs the separation of his guf from his neshama to fully comprehend, that only could work if he goes to sleep mitoich divrei Torah. But if he goes to sleep mitoich dvarim mitalim, then he'll lose out on those hasagas that he'll be able to get normally when he goes to sleep. I'd like to end off with a marsha that always excited me. It's a marsha in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Gemara brings a pasuk actually in Tehillim. The pasuk says Espa'a b'hakitz t'muna secha, and the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ilu tami dechachamim shemenadidin shina me'ineya me'olam hazeh v'kadosh baruch hu maspion miziv ashkina la'olam haba. A Talmud Chacham who doesn't sleep, he pushes sleep away from his eyes. This Talmud Chacham is going to be zeicha to be nene from miziv ashkina la'olam haba. And Rashi says Espa'a b'hakitz t'muna secha b'schar hakitza, for the schar of staying awake, espa t'muna secha, which simply means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you schar in Olam Haba. However, if you look in the Marsha says a different taich. The Marsha says, and I'll read it. He says, "Lufi shemiyut hashino machlish es ha'adam," a person with a lack of sleep, it weakens him. Amar b'talmid chachamim shemenadidin shino b'olam hazeh b'limud teirasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisem lahem koyach lilmoy teira u'maspiyan b'olam hazeh shchinasa de la'olam haba. Since a person, if he sleeps less, his body becomes weaker, he needs kayach to learn Torah. How is it possible a person who sleeps less is going to have more kayach to learn? The Marshal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him special kayach to learn Torah from Olam Haba. That means and he explains, because in Olam Haba, there's no sleep, there's no weakness. Like he brings the bracha that we say in the Harachmans on the night of the Seder, Shatzadikim Yoshvin V'nehenim Yizav Ashchina. In Gan Eden, in Olam Haba, there's no tiredness. Everyone sits and is able to be nenef neziv ashchina. L'chura means learning Torah. So a person who's menaded shina mibein einov, and in the physical sense, he's weaker, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the kayach to learn is by giving him special kayach from Olam Haba. And it's with that special strength, which is a ruchni yizdiga strength. It's an Olam Habatika strength, a special kayach that a person can be zeicha to in Olam Hazeh, which gives a person the ability to be menadid shina ben einov and grow an unbelievable amount with miyot shina. Have a wonderful day.